Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lili Nishmas, Mars, Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nisham, Shadab, and Aliyah, and Mishchus, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Danila, Yezber, and Spire, Rachel, they should be gemesh with Zer, Shal, Kayoma, Bekarav, Mamish. And Mishnah Beis continues telling us of a case where a person forgot to harvest an olive tree, but it's not considered Shikcha. Zayas Shenimtsa Oimed, Bein Shalosh Shuros, Shal Shnei Malbinim. An olive tree which is found in the middle of three rows of two Malbinim. So the picture over here is, we have three rows of olive trees, and each row of olive trees, there's three olive trees. Three times three is nine, at least last time I checked. So we have nine olive trees. And in between the rows of olive trees, there's Malbinim. There's patches of ground that are planted with something else. And he forgot to harvest the middle tree of the middle row. He forgot to harvest it. He forgot to pick all the olives. Eino shekcha. That's not considered shekcha. Why not? This is similar to the case of grain that was on the ground, a bundle that was on the ground that was forgotten, but the reason why it was forgotten is because it was covered over with some other grain. And we had said previously, that's not considered shekcha. It was hiding from him. He wasn't able to see it. So too over here, he has this middle tree. He wasn't able to see it. It was being blocked by all the other trees, and therefore there's no shekcha. Another case that's not shekcha, Zayis Shiesh Baisasayim Ushchachai, an olive tree that had two saw of olives on it, and he forgot to pick the olives from that tree. Ain't a shekcha. That's not considered shekcha. Just like we said, by shekcha of grain, if he forgets to harvest a section of his field, which is two saw, or if he leaves a whole bundle, which is the size of two saw, that's not considered shekcha. So too by trees. Now, b'medvar amurim, when were these halachas stated? B'zman sheloy hischol bay. That's as long as he didn't start harvesting the tree yet, he didn't start picking the olives yet. Avalim hischol bay, if he started picking the olives already, and then he walked away, and he totally forgot about the rest of it. Afil kazayas hanetayfe b'shaita. Even if it's a special tree that we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that the olives are so juicy, they drip with oil at the time that they're plump and ready, but Ushchachai, he forgot to continue picking the rest of the olives on that tree, yesh lo shekcha, it is considered shekcha, and he would have to leave the rest of the tree for the aniyim. But now the Mishnah tells us, kol zman sheyesh lo tachtov, as long as there's still olives underneath the tree, meaning on the floor, on the ground, under the tree, yesh lo bereishai, he's allowed to take the olives that he forgot on the top of the tree. He harvested the tree, he picked all the olives, he forgot to take the ones that are at the top of the tree and he walked away. If there's still olives under the tree, so he's going to come back to get those olives definitely are not shekcha. And the Mishnah is telling us that once he's going to come back to get the olives that are on the floor, that are on the ground underneath the tree, he's definitely going to see the olives that are at the top of the tree and he's going to take those olives as well, so those olives are not shekcha. Now Rav Meir adds on a layer to this kula. Rav Meir is even more easygoing. He says, Mishatelech ha-machve, olives on the tree are only considered shekcha once the machve goes. Who's the machve? So he was this person that would go around after the olive harvest, after the olive picking, he would take a stick and bang the tree to see if there's any hidden olives hidden among the branches of the tree. The word machve literally means a hiding place or something that is hiding. This person would come around even after the olives were cleared away from under the tree. Rav Meir is more makel over here. Rav Meir saying that even though there's no more olives under the tree, since this machve, since this fellow looking for the hidden olives hasn't come by yet, so there is no din of shikcha, and you're allowed to take anything which was left on the tree. And now with Mishnah Gimel, we move on to talking about peret. We've already said previously that peret is the grape version of leket. Leket is when you drop a few stalks of grain. Peret is when you drop some grapes during the harvest. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Ezu peret, what's considered peret? In which scenario would you have to leave grapes that fell on the ground and leave them for aniyim? Mishnah tells us simply, Hanoshe b'shas ha-betzira, if these grapes fell at the time of the grape harvest, so you would have to leave those for the aniyim. But let's say Haya Baitzer, he was harvesting his grapes. Akat sasa eshkol, he cut the cluster of grapes. Then, Hosbach ba'alim, it got all tangled up in the leaves of the vine. You're trying to take this cluster of grapes that you cut and just got all tangled up in the vine, v'nafal miyadai, and then it fell from his hand, la'aretz, onto the floor, v'nifrat, and some of those grapes got separated from the cluster and they became peret. Peret means it got separated. Harehu shal ba'al bayis. Those grapes that got separated, they belong to the ba'al bayis. And the reason is because this is not considered like falling in the normal course of harvesting. We've already said this by grain. A person's holding a bundle of grain and he gets scratched by a thorn. Ouch! And he drops some of the grain. that's not considered leket, because that's not in the normal course of harvesting. Same thing over here. He has a whole cluster of grapes in his hand, it gets all tangled up in the vine, and it falls down. That's not the normal course of picking grapes, and that would not be considered peret. But now the Mishnah tells us about a guy who's not necessarily the finest of fellows. Haminiechas galkala tachas hagefen b'shashu baitzer. A person takes a basket, and he places it under the grapevines at the time that he's harvesting the vines, and he's trying to catch every single grape that falls, and he doesn't want them to fall to the floor. He doesn't want them to be peret. He doesn't want to give them to the aniyim. Hareza goizal saniyim. That's considered stealing from the aniyim. And al zeh nemar, on that, the pasuk in Mishlei says, Al tase gvul oilim. Don't encroach. Don't go into the boundary of the poor. This belongs to the poor. If you're going to try to prevent these grapes from falling to the floor, that means you're stealing from the aniyim. You're denying them that which is rightfully theirs, and that's considered stealing from them. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Daled, and hey, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.